different kinds of those, the grasshoppers. Then there's a little old cricket. Then there's something else that's very prominent here. The cricket, the grasshopper, and you know, it's more or less a fly that hops around.
Did you ever hear a grasshopper called a hopper grass?
Well, that'd just be a reverse, I don't know.
Do people say that around here?
No.
Okay. And if you hadn't cleaned your room, what would you call the thing up in the corner?
Spider webs.
All right. And what would you call it if it were outside on a bush?
Still a spider web.
Okay.
Now, we had some flying insect here, and I never did find out what it was. Mrs. Chambers studied it a good deal. You ever been out and saw a web look like 100 yards long or more on bushes and things? On
not that long, no.
I don't know what they are, but they spin the web as they fly. I never have understood how a spider can go across a room and face his web on the other side and have
it
straight. I guess taking too much time, but I had experience with a big spider and little spider. Went into my house out there by the back of the house, and up in the window up there, I heard a noise flopping. I looked up there, and there's a spider web in the corner, and there's a wasp just caught by his wing.
Uh-huh.
And I looked up there, and I saw a big spider up the corner, and a little bitty, tiny spider. And I stood there, I guess, just a minute or so, then I stood about 30 or 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This big spider had come down, and it fastened again to that wasp. The ball cutting up, he'd kept on do that till he'd got him completely fastened, both wings and his body and his legs. And after he got him so far, this little spider would come down, just touch him and go back. But when he's completely fastened, there was no movement in it in the wasp at all.
Yeah. Mm, gee. That's
frightening. I made me a sermon preached on that. The spider's grip on God. Or you could reverse it, just God's spider grip on you, fasten you to him as you're saved.
I understand. Do you know of any medicines that people used to make out of roots or herbs?
I used to know a good deal of that. Ginseng was one. And then there's a wild rhubarb. There's several of that medicine. Oh, Dr. Roden, he's a herb doctor. He'd come out to the place out there and go across the creek over there on the hillside, and he'd then dig, I don't know, different kind of roots and then carry them home and make them up. I can't think now, but I've got a whole more writing in your book with there on herbs and things and treatment. What to do for this and do for that. They were supposed to publish your book. I copied it and the company went broke, and I never did think I had enough of it.
Well, it ought to be published, that sort of thing.
Yeah, there are in lots of places, but I've got it all typed, but need to retype the way they're printing now. Back then, when this was typed, we printed by setting type metal. Now you can take that to, well, most of everything now is offset printing. You type your stuff, or if you want to some pictures on it, take your picture and my picture, or the picture of a house, and take your type and place your type.